Welcome to Season 7, Episode 4 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the question, what must one believe to be saved? As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic, so I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. Mark 16:16 says, "He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." The brethren have debated the meaning of this verse with those in denominational churches for years, and the disagreement that exists is over baptism. Brethren teach that Jesus' words indicate that one must be baptized in addition to believing in order to be saved. And those in denominations teach that since baptism is not mentioned in the second clause of the verse, then one must only believe to be saved. But all agree that belief is essential for salvation. If one does not believe, he's going to be condemned. But what exactly is it that one must believe to be saved? And I would suggest that once we find the answer to that question in the Bible, it will also settle the debate on baptism. So what does the Bible teach that one must believe in order to be saved? We're going to notice 7 things in this episode. Number 1, one must believe in the existence of God. Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. In order to be saved, one must believe in the existence of God. And this belief is not a fantasy or wishful thinking. This is belief that is based upon evidence. The physical world around us provides evidence for the existence of God. It is through the creation that his eternal power and divine nature is seen, as Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 20. Believing that God exists is where we must begin. But this belief by itself is not enough. After all, James said in James 2:19 that the demons also believe. The demons would believe in the existence of God. So belief in the existence of God is essential, but it by itself is not enough. There is more that one must believe in order to be saved. So number 2, we must believe that God will reward those who seek Him. The rest of that verse in Hebrews 11 and verse 6 talks about that one who comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. God has promised eternal life to those who believe. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We must believe that God will give this reward to the faithful. And this includes his willingness to offer this reward, which shows his grace and mercy, and his ability to offer the reward, which shows his power, his willingness and his ability to reward us. We have to believe that he is the rewarder of those who seek him. Number 3, if we're going to be saved, we must believe the gospel. The rest of that context that we mentioned in Mark 16, we look at verses 15 and 16. Jesus tells his apostles, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." The gospel is the good news of salvation. The good news that salvation is available to the world. It is the message that the apostles were commissioned to preach. The apostles were eyewitnesses of those things that they spoke and wrote about. We cannot be saved if we do not believe the apostles' message. So we have to believe the gospel. That message that would be preached, Jesus says, we must believe if we want to be saved. Then number 4, we must believe in the lordship of Jesus. In Matthew's account of the Great Commission that was given to the apostles, Jesus began by saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations," Matthew 28:18 and 19. The word Lord, which is what we refer to Jesus as in the way the Bible describes him, the word Lord means one with supreme authority, or one who has control over us. The authority of Jesus was the basis for all the teaching that would be done by the apostles. Again, Jesus told them in Matthew 28:18, I have been given all authority. Verse 19, they were to go and make disciples of all the nations. Verse 20, they were to teach them to observe all that he commanded. One must recognize the lordship of Jesus and act accordingly through obedience. Jesus asked the question in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Incidentally, this point ought to settle the question over baptism. Jesus commanded baptism. He said in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. One who really believes that Jesus is Lord, that he has all authority, that he has the right to rule over them and to direct them and to instruct them, one who really believes that will not quibble over the necessity of baptism. He will simply submit to the Lord's command. So if we're going to be saved, we must believe in the lordship of Jesus. And number five, we must believe that Jesus is the Christ. When Peter preached the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, he said, therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. It's Acts 2:36. In preaching this first gospel sermon, Peter proclaimed that Jesus was the Christ. This word means anointed one. This means Jesus was chosen by God and not by man for his work. So when we see Jesus, we are seeing one who is sent by God to do the work that he did while he was here on the earth and ultimately in going to the cross. We must believe that Jesus is the Christ. And also number six, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In John 20 and verse 31, John said, these things have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Not only was Jesus chosen by God, but he came from above. He came from heaven. When we see Jesus, we see the Father. This is what Jesus said in John 14:7-9. Have you seen me? And yet still ask, show us the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Jews did not like Jesus claiming to be God's son, because the implication was that Jesus was equal with God. We see this in John 5:17-18, where Jesus says, I am working and my Father is working, and they wanted to stone him to death, because by saying or by calling God his Father, he was making himself out to be equal with God. They understood his claim. He was equal with the Father. But as we saw in John 20 and verse 31, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God if we are going to have life in his name. And then number seven, we must believe in the deity of Christ. In John 8:24, Jesus says, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. In that verse, the word he is actually not in the original Greek text, but was added by the translators. More than likely, in your Bible, the word he will be in italics to signify that it was added by the translators because they thought it made sense and filled out the meaning of the verse. What Jesus was actually saying, and what he actually said there, is that unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. I am. This is how God identified himself when he appeared to Moses in the burning bush, Exodus 3 and verse 14. In this statement, where Jesus says, unless you believe that I am, he was claiming to be God. Paul told the brethren in Colossae that Jesus was God in the flesh, in Colossians 2:9, where he says, for in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. If one does not believe this, he will die in his sins. That was the point Jesus made in John 8:24. Unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So as we think about all of these things, all of the things that we must believe that we've seen in the scriptures, what must one believe to be saved? He must believe that there is a God, and he must believe that God will reward the faithful with a home in heaven. He must believe the gospel that we find within the pages of the Bible. He must believe that the Lord Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that Jesus was God before and during his time in the flesh and is still God today. Now, if someone reads Mark 16:16 and wants to quibble about baptism and say that, well, no, baptism isn't really necessary for salvation, we need to take a step back and talk about belief. One who refuses to accept the part that baptism plays in salvation does not believe at least one of the points that we've talked about here in this episode. Otherwise, they would simply accept Jesus' words, "He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved." We need to go back and impress upon them the things they must believe, because he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about grace, faith, and works. Until then, I hope you have a great week.